Earth Week is here, and we are so pleased to be joined by Gaylene from the Electronic Products Recycling Association, or known from here on out as EPRA. I hope that is okay with you, Gaylene. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what recycling my electronics means, and maybe first and foremost, who is EPRA, or the Electronics Products Recycling Association?
EPRA is the industry-led electronics recycling program for the province. We represent the manufacturers and distributors of those materials into the province of Saskatchewan, and we provide an end-of-life recycling program.
Now, when I'm talking about electronics, are we talking like cell phones? Are we talking computers? Are we talking TVs? Are we talking all of the above?
All of the above and more. We also do home audio visual, GPS devices, microwave ovens, gaming systems, and then we include all of the cables, headphones, earbuds, etc. that go with them.
You know, I didn't know about the cords and the cables until last year. I had no idea that they were actually even recyclable, so that was obviously something big for me. When we are going ahead and looking at recycling, what are we doing in essence? Because obviously we want to save our landfills first and foremost, I would assume.
That is true. The items do not belong in the landfill because they are full of lots of resources, such as metal, glass, plastics, steel, aluminum, gold, copper, that can all be recycled, reused, repurposed, and put back into the manufacturing supply chain.
Okay, so the biggest, I guess, concern that I have is my security. And I guess that's probably not just me. Again, we've got a lot of data that's stored on almost every device that's electronic now. Should I be worried about that? And is there something I should do prior to engaging in the recycling process?
Well, ideally, you should back up the information that's on there, your pictures, your data. If you're not able to do that, though, rest assured, when the material goes or the devices go to our processors, they are shredded into little bits of pieces of everything. We don't turn them on. We don't test them for usability. What we're looking for is the resource that's inside of the product.
Okay. So if I've got these kicking around the house right now, where can I go and drop off my old electronics?
The easiest way to find out your closest drop-off location is to go to recyclemyelectronics.ca/SK and enter your postal code. We do work with all of the Sarcan locations in the province. In Saskatoon, we also work with BN Metals, and there's lots of different regional options as well.
Now, when it comes to my electronics, right, is there a charge? Because you talked about how you're working with industry on this.
Mm-hmm. No charge to drop off. A drop off is free. When you purchase the item, you pay a small environmental handling fee that covers the end of life of recycling when that product is ready to be recycled.
Okay, so I've already paid for it. That's perfect, and I'm not even
going
to notice it. I like that idea.
Yes, easy peasy.
Well, how can we find out more about recycling my electronics? Is there a website that we can go to?
Yes, recyclemyelectronics.ca/SK. There's lots of information on there, including a learning hub for everyone of all ages to see what's inside their devices, what they can do with them, and why it's important.
That is so great. Well, Gaylene, thank you so much for joining us. The only thing that could have made this better is if you would be willing to come and clean the spare drawer in our kitchen, but I don't think you're going to do that.
Sorry. You'll have to do that yourself.
I tried. Gaylene, thank you so much, and enjoy Earth Week.
You too. Take care.